And again, I want to thank the person who prepared the liquid refreshments.
我要感谢一位弟兄或姐妹为我准备了茶水。
And I noticed that these days that these things are kind of color coded. Very nice.
我也注意到现在的产品都是有很好的配上很好的颜色。
So, well, this morning we would like to look at the topic that was just mentioned to you.
今天早上我们要看的经文就是刚才题目是刚才所说的。
And we will be looking at primarily one passage of scripture, Psalm 51.
我们要看的重点是在诗篇的一章。
So we will not read that at this time.
所以我们不会阅读所有的。
But I would like to for us to read Psalm chapter 32, verses 1 to 5.
但是我们要一起念诗篇。 第32篇第1到第5节
Blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord does not count against him, and in whose spirit is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. This is a Psalm of David.
诗篇第31篇,这是大卫的训诲诗,第1节。 得赦免其过遮盖其罪的，这人是有福的。凡心里没有诡诈，耶和华不算为有罪的，这人是有福的。我闭口不认罪的时候，因终日哀哼，骨头而骨头枯干。黑夜白日，你的手在我身上沉重，我的精液耗尽，如同夏天的干旱。 我向你陈明我的罪，不隐瞒我的恶。我说，我要向耶和华承认我的过犯，你就赦免我的罪恶。Let's
pray.
我们祷告。Dear
Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you this morning to worship you.
亲爱的天父，今天早上我们来到你的面前敬拜你。And
Lord, as we come before you as your children, Lord, we recognize that we are sinners that have been saved by grace.
亲爱的天父，当我们以你的儿女的身份来到你的面前的时候，我们同时也认识到我们其实还是罪人。And
Father, even though because of Christ, in your eyes, we are now saints, holy ones.
因为父神，即使在你的眼中，因着主耶稣基督的缘故，你称我们为义。But
practically, Lord, we are still sinners.
但是实际上，我们还在犯罪当中。And
Lord, I pray that you would use your word this morning to speak to us.
就求主今天使用你的话对我们说话。And
Lord, you know the spiritual needs and the spiritual state of each heart in this room today.
我们在座的每一位的灵里的景况光景，你都知道。And
Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit would use your word to meet that need of each person in this room.
求主使用你的灵能够满足每一位内心的渴望跟需要。We
commit this time into your hands.
我们把以下的时间交在你的手中。In
Jesus' name we pray.
我们将祷告侍奉耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen. In the book of Psalms, there are seven what is called penitential psalms.
在诗篇这一卷书里头有七首被称为忏悔诗。And
these psalms have to do with repentance or sorrow for sin.
因为这一组诗所重点是为罪 忏悔。
And this morning in Psalm chapter 51, we will be looking at the most popular and well-known penitential psalm, which is a Psalm of David.
今天早上诗篇，我们要看诗篇51篇，这个是大卫的忏悔诗。
And this David was called by God as a man after his own heart.
大卫王被称为合神心意的人。
And we begin by looking at Psalm chapter 51.
我们开始，现在开始先看第51篇。
We see that the title of Psalm 51 says that when the prophet Nathan came to him after David had committed adultery with Bathsheba.
诗篇第51篇的小题说大卫与八示巴同室以后，先知拿单来看他。
So we see from the heading of this psalm that it was written in response to this, to the prophet Nathan confronting David of his sin with Bathsheba.
所以我们知道第51篇之所以被写成是先知拿单来当面来指责大卫以后大卫所做的回应。
Which also included the murder of her husband Uriah to try to cover the evidence of his wrongdoing.
大卫不但跟八示巴犯了奸淫，而且大卫也杀害了八示巴的丈夫乌利亚，为了要遮掩他所犯的罪。
Just giving a very brief little background.
所以我现在就很简单的把这个背景介绍一下。
Many of you probably know, but David, King David, King of Israel was looking out one day and he saw this beautiful woman bathing, Bathsheba.
当中各位有些人可能已经知道了，大卫有一天在偶然之中看见了八示巴。
And she was the wife of Uriah, who was one of the faithful soldiers in his army.
她的丈夫乌利亚是个很忠心的军人。
And he had Bathsheba brought to him, he slept with her, and as a result she became pregnant.
那么大卫跟八示巴在一起以后八示巴就怀孕了。
And to try to cover what he had done, he called Uriah back home from the army and told him, encouraged him to go home to spend time with his wife.
所以大卫为了要隐瞒他的罪，他就把乌利亚从前方招回来，然后让他跟八示巴同室。
So that no one would be able to know whose child the baby was.
那么这样就没有人知道这个孩子到底他的父亲是谁。
And so, but according by God's sovereignty, Uriah was so loyal that he refused to go into his house.
但是因着神的主权他让乌利亚这么的忠心，所以他就拒绝他没有回家。
And out of desperation, David sent Uriah, he told his commander of his army, put Uriah in the front lines where the fighting is fiercest, and when the enemy comes, withdraw from him and let him be isolated.
那么大卫无计可施，所以他就让乌利亚的长官派乌利亚到最前方去面对敌人，而且孤立无援。
And as a result, Uriah was killed.
那么结果乌利亚就被敌人杀了。
And perhaps in the eyes of man,
也许从一个人的眼光来看
,David really didn't do, they did not see David as doing anything really wrong.
大卫可能不算做什么大坏事。
Because it was the king's, is itBecause it was the king's right at that time to take any woman that he wanted.
因为在那个时候王有权利，他喜欢哪个女人就可以得到哪个女人。
And it was also the king's right at that time to send, as commander-in-chief of the army, to send anyone he wanted to into the front lines.
而且王作为军队的大统帅，他当然有权利，他要吩咐哪个军人到哪儿去，他当然有权利这么做。
But in the eyes of God, he saw it as adultery and murder.
但是在神的心目中，大卫犯下了奸淫跟谋杀这两样罪。
For he sees the motives behind our actions.
因为神所看到的是在行动背后的动机。
And we see that for a long period of time, David did not acknowledge his sin before the Lord.
我们从圣经上看到，有一段很长的时间，大卫并没有认罪悔改。
Until one day, Nathan came to him and gave him this little story about a rich man and poor man.
一直到有一天先知拿单来见他跟他讲了一个故事就是关于穷人富人的故事。
And this poor man, all he had was just a little female lamb.
这个穷人他什么都没有他有的就是一头小母羊。
The rich man had so much.
那个富人什么都有。
And he said that one day a traveler came to visit the rich man, and the rich man, instead of taking from his own abundance, he took that little female lamb and gave it to the guest.
那么有一天有人来看这个富人，这个富人他这么多东西，他不从他自己所拥有的拿出来，他把这个穷人的羊送给了这个客人。
And David was furious.
那么大卫听了这个故事以后就非常的生气。
And he says, that man deserves to die.
那么大卫就说那个妇人他该死。
And Nathan said to him, you are the man.
那么先知拿单就对大卫说你就是那个人。
And it was at that moment that David's excuses were removed from him.
那么就在那一刻大卫以前所有的借口都没有了。
He saw his sin before the Lord.
他看到了他在神面前所犯的罪。
And his response was, I have sinned against the Lord.
他的反应是我得罪了神。
God can forgive any sin that we commit.
我们不管犯什么罪神都可以饶恕我们。
But that does not mean the consequences of sin are removed.
但是这不表示神会把我们犯罪了以后所产生的后果给拿掉。
David's life was never the same again.
从那件事情以后大卫的生活完全不一样了。
Unnatural deaths and humiliation never left him or his family and his family.
在他的家中很多人没有善终同时羞辱也从没有离开过他的家。
God is merciful, but he is also just.
因为我们的神是恩慈是蛮有恩慈怜悯的但是他也是公义的神。
And there are consequences for our actions against him.
我们有任何的不好的行动我们必须要付为这个付代价。
For believers, God gives us the ability to make choices.
对信徒而言，神给了我们一个能力，让我们做选择。
He also gives us the power to do what is right.
神给我们自由，让我们做选择。神也给我们能力，让我们能够胜过恶。
And in 2 Samuel chapter 12, verses 10 to 18, if you are interested later to look at it, you can see how God told David some of the consequences that he would experience as a result of his sins.
如果各位有兴趣的话，可以自己看撒母耳下第12章第10到18节，神对大卫说有什么样的，他犯了这个罪以后会有什么样的后果。
Also God took the little child that he had with Bathsheba away from them.
同时神也把大卫跟巴士巴生的那个孩子拿走了。
And the little child died.
这个小孩后来这个婴儿后来死了。
And the fact that David and Bathsheba's little child died 7 days after Nathan had come to David,
大卫跟巴士巴所生的孩子在先知拿单来见大卫以后第七天死了。
Make scholars believe that David had gone at least 1 year without confessing and repenting of his sin with Bathsheba and Uriah.
这个让一些圣经的学者相信 大卫有一年多的时间没有为这件事情在神面前认错悔改。
At least 1 year of rationalizing that he had done nothing wrong.
也就是说，足足有至少有一年的时间，大卫自己把他做的这件事情合理化。
At least 1 year of not being close to the Lord and experiencing his presence.
也就是说，至少有一年的时间，大卫跟神的关系是非常疏远的。
At least 1 year of not having that.Experiencing that joy of the relationship in his life.
至少有一年的时间，大卫没有经历到跟神同在的那种喜悦。
And in Psalm 51, we see how David finally dealt properly with that sin in his life.
在诗篇第五十一篇，我们看到最后大卫如何的很正确的处理他生命中的。这项罪。
And in this psalm, we see what true confession and repentance look like.
同时，从这章里头，我们可以看到一个真正的认错、认罪、悔改是应该是怎么样的。
And this in the life of a believer.
在我们的信徒的生命中。
So we see in verse 1 that he says,He says, have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions, wash away all my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin.
第一节，神啊，求你按你的慈爱怜恤我，按你丰盛的慈悲涂抹我的过犯，求你将我的罪孽洗除净尽，并洁除我的罪。
We see that David first acknowledges his need for God's mercy.
首先我们看到的是大卫一开始就承认他有需要神怜悯他。
He pleads for God's mercy that God would not give him what he truly deserved.
他求神怜悯他，他求神不要把当得的处罚放在他身上。
And he acknowledges that this mercy flows out of God's unfailing love and great compassion.
他也承认神这样的慈爱怜悯是出于神本身的丰盛的慈悲。
We then see that he acknowledges and confesses his sin before the Lord.
然后我们就看见他在神的面前认罪悔改。
He says, for I know my transgressions and my sin is always before me.
第三节，我知道我的过犯，我的罪常在我面前。
God never let him forget, even during that long period of time, what he had done.
虽然有一段很长的时间他没有亲近神，但是神没有让他忘记他所犯的错。
He says, against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are proved right when you speak and justified when you judge.
第四节，我向你犯罪，唯独得罪了你，在你眼前行了这恶，以致你责备我的时候显为公义，判断我的时候显为清正。
He recognized that his sin was ultimately against God.
他认识到归根究底的来说，他所得罪的是神。
All sin is ultimately against God.
不管是什么样的罪，归根究底的来说，其实是坐在神的面前。
Because it is His commands that we have violated.
因为不管我们犯什么样的罪，我们是违背了神的命令。
And therefore God has to be the one to forgive us.
因此只有神才能够饶恕我们。
And he is the one, he is the only one that is able to forgive us.
也只有神才有这样的能力饶恕我们。
And he acknowledged that God had every right to judge him and punish him.
大卫承认神有绝对有权利来处罚他，判断他。
He says in verse 5, surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me.
第五节，我是在罪孽里生的，在我母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。
David recognized that he was not just a sinner because he had sinned.
大卫认识到他之所以是个罪人不仅仅是因为他犯了罪。
He was a sinner by nature.
其实他是个彻头彻尾的本性就有罪。
He was a sinner from birth.
他一生下来就有罪。
Even when he was still in his mother's womb.
他甚至在他母亲他还在他母亲胎里的时候他就有了罪。
And there was no blame shifting here, like, oh God, what could I do? I'm just a sinner.
在这儿我们看不到一丝一毫大卫在企图推卸责任。
Instead,
哦神啊怎么办我犯了错。
He was completely owning up to what he had done.
他承认这个错完全在他自己。
Recognizing that it's my fault.
他承认这是他的错。
And he acknowledged that God, what God wants is for us to be honest with ourselves about what we have done because God knows everything that we have done.
他在这儿是说神要我们在神的面前诚实也对自己诚实承认我们到底做了些什么坏事。
Surely you desire truth in the inner parts.
当然 第六节你所喜爱的是内里诚实。
Not only did he acknowledge and confess his sins before God, he had an extreme desire to be cleansed of his sins. He desired complete forgiveness from God.
他不断是承认他犯了这项罪，而且他很真心的希望他能够被完全的洁净。
He says, cleanse me with hyssop in verse 7, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow.
第七节，求你用牛膝草清洁净我，我就干净；求你洗涤我，我就比雪更白。
And hyssop in the Old Testament was just kind of like a branch or a shrub with hairy stems that could collect, that was good for collecting liquid and you could dip it in blood or water and sprinkle it on people and things.
这个在旧约里头的这个牛膝草就是一种小草它你可以沾血或者是水然后撒在别人的身上。
And this sprinkling of blood or of water was to represent purification of sin.
这样的把牛膝草沾了血或水以后撒在人的身上这就象征洁净。
And what they did with that hyssop in the Old Testament was to represent or to look forward to what we as believers have today in the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus upon us by his sacrifice on the cross for our sins.
旧约时代的用牛膝草来洁净就预表新约时代的我们主耶稣被主耶稣基督的宝血撒在我们身上洁净了。
And as the Bible says in 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin.
就像圣经在约翰一书说的主耶稣基督的宝血洁净了我们的罪。
In verse 8, David says, let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice.
第八节,求你使我得听欢喜快乐的声音，使你所压伤的骨头可以踊跃。
Unconfessed sin in our lives can affect our emotional and even physical health.
如果我们有罪而不认的话，那么这个可以在身体健康上以及心灵上都影响我们。
Physical health is tied in very closely with our emotions.
身体的健康跟心跟情感跟心理的感觉是息息相关的。
And with David, not only did that unconfessed sin remove joy from his life.
对大卫来说，他没有认罪，让他的生活生命中从此没有欢喜快乐。
But it caused physical complications for him.
同时呢，也让他的肉体上得到被影响了。
It has been shown in tests that intense sorrow sometimes can even cause painful arthritis within joints within a matter of days.
在圣经上我们可以看到，如果一个人极其的忧伤难过，那么他在短短的几天之内就可以让他得到像关节炎那一类的疼痛。
And if we could look back very quickly in Psalm 32, what we read at the beginning.
我们回过头来看诗篇第三十二篇。
This is another description of what David went through.
我们可以在这儿看到大卫在不认罪的那段期间他经历了什么。
And Bible commentators think that Psalm 32 was actually written after Psalm 51.
圣经学者认为诗篇第三十二篇其实是在五十一篇之后才写成的。
To give a contrast of what it was like during the period of time of no confession and after he confessed his sin and repented.
第三十二篇跟第五十一篇形成了一个强烈的对比，在认罪之前的光景跟认罪之后的光景有一个很有一个对比。
And I just want to point out in Psalm 32 from verse 4.
我就是只是要指出一点第32篇第四节。
And this is David's experience during that time that he did not confess his sins.
这是大卫在没有认罪的那段期间他的经历。
He says, For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer.
黑夜白日你的手在我身上沉重，我的精液耗尽如同白天的干旱。
During that time, David not only was drained of his strength physically, but also spiritually in being able to pray and draw near to the Lord.
在那段期间，他不但是在身体上，他在心灵上也都是非常的干渴。
And I remember a time when a young person of a postgrad age came to talk to me.
我记得从前有一位大学毕业了以后的一个年轻人来跟我说话。
And he said to me, he said, I don't know why. It just seems like when I pray, I don't feel that I have any power in my life.
他说我不知道为什么当我祷告的时候好像在我的内心没有任何的力量。
I just feel so weak and I feel that my prayers are powerless.
我觉得我非常的软弱，我觉得我的祷告也显得也是非常软弱无力的。
And he just kept on saying that. I wasn't sure what was going on, but later he confessed to me that he was addicted to internet porn.
他起先一直说我不知道为什么，但是后来他承认他有上网的瘾。
And he was involved in that sin and he couldn't get away from it.
他在那个瘾中他不能自拔。
And I counseled him, I said that this is something that has to be removed from your life before you can experience that closeness and that power in your life again, that spiritual power in your prayer.
我告诉他你必须先从你的生活中从这样的罪里头脱离出来，然后你才可以经历到祷告的能力。
But a year and a half later, it never happened.
但是过了一年半他始终都不能从那边脱离出来。
And finally, the reason became clear. The reason was because he loved that sin too much.
最后呢总算搞清楚了这个原因是他很爱犯那样的罪。
He didn't want to give it up.
他自己不要放弃。
Yeah, there were a few times where he would come under conviction and he'd feel really bad about it and say, I'm so sorry about this.
有好几次他在圣灵的定罪之下他觉得很难受但是
Okay, but then sometimes you would ask him, how are you doing with that problem? And his response would be, it's better.
但是呢，当你问他，那你那个问题解决了没有呢？他的回答就是，比以前好多了。
If we're dealing with some sin in our lives, it cannot be just better and just kind of gradually wean from it. The desire has to be, God help me for it to be all or none.
当我们对付一个罪的时候，我们不能采用渐进式的。让它越来越好，或者让它越来越少。我们必须在神的面前斩钉截铁地说：“我从此要不就是我继续做下去，要不我就完全跟他脱离关系。”
And the terrible thing about it was that he started blaming God.
最糟糕的是，他开始埋怨神。
You know, instead of blaming himself, he says, "What can I do? I'm just like Job." God.What can I do if God has given me this weakness in my life?
然后他就开始说，那我怎么办呢？我就像约伯一样，神啊，我这么软弱，怎么办呢？
I told him, you are not Job, not even close. Job's pain and his suffering was not due to some specific sin in his life. Yours is.
我对他说，你不是约伯，你跟他约伯根本扯不上关系，约伯的苦难不是基于他犯的某一项罪，但是你的问题是因为你犯了罪。
And there are times when he's able to give it up for a period of time, and he admitted that during those times he feels much closer to the Lord, and his prayers have more power in his life. But most of the time.It's because he just loves the sin more than he loves God.
有的时候他远离了他不再上网了，他就承认他跟神的关系似乎比较亲近了。但是多半的时候他太爱上网了，他爱上网远多于他爱神。
In verse 9, David says, Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me.
第九节，第五十一章，一篇第九节，求你掩面不看我的罪，涂抹我一切的罪孽。
He wants the Lord to recreate a pure and sincere heart within him that loves the Lord rather than loves sin.
他希望神能够重新为他建造一个清洁的心，给他正直的灵，让他爱神胜于爱其他的一切。
He wants God to give him a makeover of his spirit, a renewed attitude toward God.
他要神重新的给他一番大整修，让他给他赐给他一个新的清洁的心，赐给他一个新的正直的灵。
That is unwavering in following the Lord in loving obedience.
他要神让他从此坚定不移地跟随神。
These desires have only come about because he finally acknowledged his sins before the Lord.
他之所以有这样的一个渴望，是因为他总算是真心诚意的。最后总算悔改了，认真的悔改了。
All during that year that he was away from the Lord, he did not have this desire at all. Maybe he tried to fool himself into thinking he wanted it, but he didn't have it.
在那他不真正悔改认罪的那一年里头，他没有这样的一个渴望。也许他曾经欺骗过自己，他希望能够恢复跟神的关系，但事实上他并没有那样一个真正的心要悔改认罪。
And in verses 11 to 12, David says, Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me.
第11节、12节，不要丢弃我，使我离开你的面，不要从我收回你的圣灵，求你使我仍得救恩之乐，赐我乐意的灵，扶持我。
That rebuke from Nathan made him shockingly realize how far he had drifted away from God.
先知拿单的责备让他终于醒悟过来了，他离神有多远。
From his beloved Lord.
他离他所爱的神有多远。
And also it brought it brought back a flood of desire to want to be close to the Lord again, and also a fear that he would lose him again.
先知拿单的责备让他充满了一个愿望，就是希望回复到过去跟神那样亲近的关系，同时也让他惧怕他以后会在神离开他。
He asked the Lord to not take away the Holy Spirit from him.
他要求神别把圣灵从他身上拿走。
In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit and thus the presence of the Lord could be removed from a person.
在旧约中圣灵是可以离开一个人的。
King Saul was a case in point.
扫罗就是这么一个例子。
But now, in the New Testament times, when a person receives Jesus,
但是在新约的时代，当一个人接受了耶稣基督的时候，
the Bible says that he receives the Holy Spirit as a deposit within him, something that God places within him as a deposit, guaranteeing his future inheritance.
圣经告诉我们，当一个人新约时代接受了主耶稣基督的时候，圣灵就神就赐给那个人圣灵，那个人圣灵就像一个定金或者一个质一样，给他一个确据，将来他可以承受永生的基业。
The person is sealed, the Bible says, with the Holy Spirit and cannot lose him.
这个人是被圣灵所掌管了，所以这个人是不可圣灵是不可能离开他的。
However, sin in our lives still has the ability to hinder our ability to experience the presence of God, the close presence of God in our lives.
但是话说回来，罪可以让圣灵跟我们的关系不亲近，跟神的关系不亲近。
And the Bible says that we do have the ability to quench or to suppress the Holy Spirit, or to resist the Holy Spirit in our life.
圣经也警告我们，我们有这样一个能力，会消灭圣灵的感动。
When we resist his promptings using God's word and we deliberately disobey, that it can affect our relationship with him.
圣经告诉我们，神说，当我们消灭圣灵的感动，当圣灵驱策我们去做一件事情而我们不做，或者不做一件事情而我们去做的话，那么可以消灭圣灵的感动，让圣灵担忧，而且会影响我们跟神亲近的关系。
And also when we suppress or resist the Holy Spirit, what the Holy Spirit wants us to do in our lives, it can hinder the Spirit's ministry through us.
同时如果我们压制圣灵在我们身上的工作，不随从圣灵的感动的话，那么这会阻碍圣灵在我们身上的工作。
It can hinder the effectiveness of our service to the Lord.
也能够妨碍，也会妨碍我们服侍神。
If you are a true believer, a true child of God,
如果你是真正的真信徒，是神的真儿女。
When you drift away from the Lord, it will bother you. It will gnaw at you.
当你离开神的时候，你会觉得不安，你会觉得好像被啃食了一样。
It will remove joy from your life.
你的生命中不会再有喜乐。
Even if you try to fill that void that has been created with other things in your life, you will still feel that something is missing.
即使是你想用其他的东西来填补你心中的空虚，你还是会觉得你欠缺了什么。
Even in a love relationship, between two believers,
即使是在两个信徒中间的亲密的关系上，比方说一对夫妇。
You may be getting along perfectly with each other.
也许你们之间相处得很好。
But if Christ is not the center of your relationship, you will feel that something is missing.
但是如果主耶稣不是你们关系的重心，那么你还是会觉得缺少了什么。
I still remember when I was engaged to my present wife.
我还记得当我跟我
That's redundant, sorry.
当我还跟我的现在的太太还订婚的时候。
And I remember there was a period of time where you know, everything was just, it just seemed perfect. Everything was going so well.
有一段时间好像我们的关系，我们两个人的关系非常的完美。
I loved her, she loved me, there was not a care in the world.
我爱她，她爱我。
But,
我们无忧无虑。
But during that period of time where we were so engrossed in each other, in loving each other, somehow I felt that something was still missing in our relationship.
但是因为那个时候我们深爱对方，彼此的都专注在对方的身上，我就觉得好像缺少了什么。
And I came to discover that the reason for that was that we had become so enamored with each other.
然后我就发现这个原因是我们太恋慕对方了。
That Christ was no longer the center of our relationship. He was no longer our first love.
结果然后呢以至于基督不再是我们的中心。他不再是我们起初的爱，不再是我们的初恋。
So I remember bringing my wife down together and praying and confessing that we wanted Christ to be the center of our relationship again, not just each other.
我就记得，我就带着我的未婚妻，我们一起在神面前认罪悔改。我们求神做我们关系的中心。
That we would love him first.
我们求神让我们先爱神。
And believe it or not, that relationship became even better.
不管信不信有你，但是从那个以后，我跟他的关系甚至于比从前更好了。
And that sense that something was missing was gone.
那么我起初那种感觉就是好像欠缺了什么，就不再有那种感觉了。
I didn't realize at that time that I had actually broken the greatest commandment, which is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength.
我那个时候没有意识到，其实我犯了这个神的诫命的第一条，就是你要尽心、尽力、尽意、尽性爱主你的神。
If you are not a true believer today,
如果你还不是一个真信徒。
Maybe you even have said a prayer in your past.
也许
a prayer to receive Jesus in your past.
也许在过去你是祷告过接受耶稣基督做你的救主。
But still, you still remain the Lord and Master of your life.
但是其实你还是你自己的生活生命的主。
You will never experience what it feels like to drift away from God and to miss him.
你就绝对不会有这样的一个感觉，远离神，觉得有一些什么欠缺，你绝对不会有这样的感觉。
Because you probably never had a relationship with God to begin with.
因为很可能一开始你根本就没有跟这位神建立关系。
So if at this time you sense that there is something in your life that is hindering you from being close to the Lord.
所以当你意识到你生命中有什么东西妨碍了你跟神的关系的时候
Then you need to deal with it before him as soon as possible.
你就应该尽快的对付。
Don't let it go for a week or month or even for years.
不要让这个问题拖了一个礼拜一个月或者一年。
Sometimes you may not even know what the problem is, but somehow in your life you just feel that God is far away.
也许你并不能够了解到底问题在哪儿，但是你感觉到好像缺少了什么。
Ask him to show you from his word what the problem is, and he will.
你感觉到好像你跟神的关系很疏远了，你可以求神让你看见到底问题在哪里。他会透过他的话来让你看见。
A lot of times it is sin. A lot of times it is because of sin.
很多时候这个原因是罪。
Not necessarily an obvious one, but a subtle one.
这个所谓的罪不一定是很明显的，有的时候是很微妙的。
But nothing that the Holy Spirit cannot pinpoint through the Word of God and show you from the Word of God.
但是不管是什么样的罪，圣灵都一定有那样的能力，透过神的话让你看见问题在哪里。
It may be jealousy.
也许是嫉妒。
It may be self-centeredness.
或者以自我为中心。
It may be pride.
骄傲。
It may be an unforgiving spirit.
不能饶恕人。
Recently in my life, I was feeling that something was just not right.
最近我自己觉得好像有什么地方不对。
I wasn't sure what it was, but I felt that I wasn't as close to the Lord as I could be.
起初我不知道那个问题在哪里，但是我感觉到我跟神的关系不那么亲近了。
He just seemed kind of distant.
似乎神离我远远的。
And it got to a point where I had to find out. I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, could you please show me from your word what's wrong? I don't know what's wrong.
以至于到一个程度，我必须在神的面前对他说，神啊，求你光照我，让我看见到底问题在哪里。
And on that very day, during my devotional that morning, the Lord used his word to point out to me, this is your problem.
就在我祷告的那一天，当我灵修的时候，神用他的话让我看见问题就在那儿。
I didn't know what it was.
我原来是不知道到底问题是什
么。But the Lord showed me from His Word that my problem that had caused this sense of drifting from the Lord was an unforgiving spirit in my life.
但是在那一天，神透过他的话让我看到，妨碍我跟神关系的问题是我不能饶恕人。
That actually there were a number of people in my life that actually for quite a period of time, I had an unforgiving spirit, but I had been telling myself, it's no problem, everything's fine.
我有几个人我一直不能饶恕他，但是我告诉自己没问题。
But it finally came to the point I came to see that something was wrong and it had to be dealt with it. And when the Lord used His word to show me what that problem was, it was like Him taking the curtain of my heart, ripping it apart and saying, that's your problem.
那么一直到一个程度，我必须在神的面前求他让我看见到底问题在哪里。那么神就让他的话来告诉我问题在哪里，就像他把一个幕给揭开了。
I was without excuse. I was speechless.
我没有话说，我没有任何的理由或者借口。
And after a time of confession and repentance, the sweet closeness to the Lord was restored again.
然后我就认罪悔改，然后那么我跟神之间的那种甜蜜的关系又回来了。
Verses 13 to 14, David says, Then I would teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will turn back to you. And my tongue will sing of your righteousness, and my mouth will declare your praise. This is just excerpts from these verses.
第13、14节。15节。就是13、14、15节。请你们自己看。
And David wanted forgiveness of sins so that he would be able to tell others again how wonderful his Lord was.
大卫要神饶恕他，希望因此他可以向别人在别人面前称扬神的名。
When you have sin in your life that you have not dealt properly with,
如果你犯了罪，你没有好好的对付。
And you are not really close to the Lord.
你跟神的关系并不亲近。
You will not feel like telling others about how good God is.
你就不会有那样的感觉，想要告诉别人，向别人说神有多么美妙。
And even when you do try to tell others about how good God is, it comes off as very, very trite, very stale. very unconvincing because you don't really even believe it yourself.
即使是你真的在别人面前称颂神，那么你说的话也显得非常的沉浮，非常的没有力量，因为你自己都不相信你自己说的话。
And David wanted his sins forgiven so he can sincerely praise the Lord before others again.
大卫希望他的罪得赦免，以至于他重新得力，能够很真诚的在人面前称扬神的名。
There's one last thing that we really have to keep in mind.
但是有一件事情，我们需要紧紧的记住。
Not only is there a need to acknowledge or to confess that sin before the Lord, but there also needs to be repentance in our lives for what we have done.
我们不但要用嘴唇来认罪，而且我们需要有一个真正悔改。
We see in verses 16 and 17, David says, You do not delight in sacrifice, or I would bring it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.
16节、17节，你本不喜爱祭物，若喜爱我就献上。凡祭你也不喜悦。神所要的祭就是忧伤的灵。神啊，忧伤痛悔的心，你必不轻看。
Repentance is so important, even in the life of a believer.
即使是在一个已经信了主的人，认罪悔改也是还是非常重要的。
Repentance means a willingness to make a 180-degree turn away from sin unto God.
所谓的真正的悔改，就是一个愿意甘心乐意从最终做180度的转回的那样的心。
For a person to truly come and truly coming to know Jesus, repentance is always a key aspect.
对于一个真正想要认识神跟神有亲密关系的人来说，那个真正的悔改是核心，是第一的要务。
Jesus said in Luke 5:32, I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
耶稣在路加福音第五章第三十二节说，我来本不是招义人，乃是招罪人。
And we all need to repent because we have all sinned.
我们都需要悔改，因为我们都犯了罪。
And even as believers, we need to continue to do this in our lives.
即使我们已经是信主的人了，我们也应该继续不断的悔改认罪。
The Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9.
彼得后书第三章第五节。
第九节。
第九节。
This is a verse that we often use and often hear, but look at the words again. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
彼得后书第三章第九节，这是我们很多人很熟悉的一段经文。主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们。不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
Let's look at 1 John chapter 1 verses 8 to 10.
我们看约翰一书第一章第
8 to 10.
第八节到第十节。
1 John chapter 1 verses 8 to 10. It says, if we claim to be without sin,We deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word has no place in our lives.
约翰一书第一章第八节，我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的。是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。我们若说自己没有犯过罪，便是以神为说谎的，他的道也不在我们心里了。
We use these verses to present to unbelievers and tell them this is what you need to do before God in believing in Jesus.
我们常常用这段经文让告诉那些还不信主还没有信主的人说你应该认罪悔改。
And that is true.
这个没错。
But in reality, actually, these verses in 1 John was written to believers and not unbelievers.
但是实际
to believers.
但是实际上约翰一书是针对信徒们写的。
So because of Christ, because of what he has done for us on the cross, in God's eyes, we are saints.
因着主
Holy ones.
因着主的缘故因着他在十字架上为我们所做的牺牲神认我们为无罪的认我们为圣洁的圣徒。
But practically, we are still sinners, and that's why we continually need to confess our sins and repent of our sins as the Holy Spirit makes it known to us from His Word.
但是实际上我们还是罪人，所以我们需要持续不断的在圣灵的感动之下，在神面前认罪悔改。
But you may ask as a believer, but hasn't Christ already forgiven my sins?
也许作为一个信徒你会问主耶稣不是已经饶恕了我的罪吗
Why do I need to confess?
为什么我还得认罪呢
Yes, he has, if you are a true believer. But it is like a child offending or sinning against his father.
对如果你是真正悔改认罪过你是真正他的儿女他的确是饶恕了你的罪但是就像一个孩子在跟父母的关系一样。
When you sin against your father or your mother, the position of your sonship, your position as son in the family is not in jeopardy.
如果你犯了错你跟你父你在父母的面前你依然还是他的孩子。
But it,
but
it will still negatively affect the relationship and it will also grieve your parents.
但是因着你犯的罪这会影响你跟你父母的关系而且会让你父母忧伤难过。
And David was saying here in these verses, you know, what God cares about most is not really what we can give him in the way of offerings or sacrifices or even what we can give to him in the way of service to him.
大卫在这儿告诉我们的就是神所最在乎的倒不是我们能物质上给他什么样的奉献甚至于我们能够在教会里头为他做什么样的事工。
What God is really pleased with is a broken spirit.
神最在乎的最喜悦的是一颗忧伤痛悔的心。
When we come before him recognizing our need with no excuses, no blame shifting.
当我们来到神的面前，我们承认我们需要神，我们不找为我们的罪，不找任何的借口，我们不推卸责任。
When we come before him, as David says, with a broken and a contrite heart.
当我们用大卫这儿所描写的忧伤痛悔的心来到神的面前。
Being genuinely sorry for what I have done.
我们真正的痛心为我们所犯的罪痛心难过。
And having a sincere intention to stop and to not keep on repeating it.
而且我们真诚的盼望我们从此以后不再犯。
If we find ourselves confessing the same sins and there is absolutely no change in that pattern over a period of time, then there is no true repentance.
如果我们发现我们一而再再而三的为某项罪悔改但是认罪但是还是一再的犯那么其实我们并不是真正的悔改
What is true is that we love that sin too much we love it more than we love God
这个真相其实是我们太爱那个罪了
In the last verses 18 and 19
第十八节第十九节
David says, In your good pleasure, make Zion prosper. Build up the walls of Jerusalem. Then there will be righteous sacrifices, whole burnt offerings to delight you. Then bulls will be offered on your altar.
求你随你的美意善待西安，建造耶路撒冷的城墙。那时你必喜爱公义的祭和燔祭，并全牲的燔祭。那时人必将公牛献在你坛上。
There are some who believe that actually these two verses were added afterwards, after David wrote the psalm, because they seem to be so different. The first part of the psalm is a very personal confession, and then these last two verses have more to do with the nation of Israel.
有人相信这最后这两节经文是本来不在这段经文里头，而是后来加上去的，因为前面跟后面有不是连带，前面讲的是个人，最后谈到群体。
But actually, these verses fit here perfectly.
但是事实上，这两段经文，在这儿是非常妥帖的。
Basically, David was saying here, Oh, may that the sacrifices to you be sincere again.
大卫在这儿基本上是说，那样子我就可以真心诚意的再一次真心诚意的奉献。
As the leader of Israel, David would also be its spiritual leader.
因为大卫是以色列的王，所以他也是他们属灵的领袖。
And during that time of unconfessed sin, he did not lead that nation in corporate worship very sincerely.
在他还没有认罪的悔改的那段期间，他在领导全国全民祷告或奉献的时候，他不是真心诚意的。
But now he wanted that to change.
现在他希望这个情况能够改变。
This is also a reminder for church spiritual leaders.
这个也给教会的领导的人一些劝勉。
If the church leaders are not dealing properly with sin in their lives, it can also have an adverse effect on the spiritual state of the church.
如果领导教会的人没有很正确的对付自己的罪，那么这会影响教会的事工。
Before I close, I just want to remind you of one thing.
在我结束之前，我要提醒各位一件事情。
One of the things in our lives that hinders us or keeps us from dealing properly with sin in our lives as we should.
我们生命中有一个东西能够妨碍我们正确的对付我们的罪。
Is this idea of blame shifting?
就是所谓的推卸责任。
You know, it's this thing, it's this job, it's this person. It's never just me.
我们常常把一个人或者一个工作或者是自己的工作等等当作借口，从来不说是我的错。
This was something that came about as a result of the sin nature that man required after disobeying God in the Garden of Eden.
我们之所以有这样的倾向会推卸责任，因为这是我们的罪性。自从亚当夏娃犯罪了以后，这样的罪性就在我们的本性。
When God came to find Adam and Eve, Adam's response was, Eve, it was Eve's fault.
当神在跟亚当质问亚当的时候，亚当说是夏娃的错。
And even, not even Eve, it was God, it was your fault because you're the one who gave this person to me.
不但是亚当的错，而且神啊是你的错，因为你把他给了我。
And Eve said, "Oh, it's Satan's fault."
那夏娃就说，哦，是蛇，是撒旦的错。
Neither were willing to admit that they were in the wrong.
他们两个都不承认是自己的错。
Before we are tempted to point our fingers at others all the time, we need to first point our fingers to ourselves.
当我们倾向于要把一个责任要指责别人的错的时候，我们首先应该先指责自己。
You know, brothers and sisters, even in the church, if more people, less people were pointing their fingers at other people in the church, and more people were pointing fingers at themselves and at their own problems, not only would there be greater harmony in the church, but more of God's work would be accomplished in the church as well.
即使是在一个教会里头，如果有更多的人不是指责别人，而是指责自己的话，那么不但是能够促进教会弟兄姐妹之间的和谐，而且神的工作也会做得更有力。
In closing,
最后
，The greatest sorrow in our confession and repentance to the Lord is not just being sorry.For what we have done against him.
当我们真正的在神面前认罪悔改的时候，最大的忧伤，最深的忧伤，倒不是说我们犯了这个罪。
But the greatest sorrow that should come from confession and repentance is realizing that that the sin or the sins that we have committed have been committed against grace, against love, against mercy.
我们认罪悔改的时候，我们最深的忧伤不是我们做了这件事情，而是我们没有尊没有没有达到神的那个恩典慈爱连续
The greatest sorrow in our lives, it comes when we realize that what we have done has been done against the love that God has shown us, against the grace and against the mercy that God has shown to us.
我们真正的最深的忧伤是说我们犯了这样的罪，因为我们违反因为我们因为我们辜负了神对我们的爱，对我们的恩典，对我们的怜悯。
And realizing that makes you hate what you have been doing.
当我们真正认识到这一点的时候，我们就会恨我们自己做了那样的犯了那样的错。
And makes you never want to do that again.
而且我们会真诚地希望我们以后不再犯那样的错。
You know, Charles Spurgeon said one of the things that he would miss after going to heaven.
就 Charles Spurgeon 他曾经说过这样的话，当他上了天堂以后，他会怀念的是
would be the tears of repentance.
是忏悔的眼泪。
Because there would be no more tears in heaven.
因为在天堂不再有眼泪。
But during those times of true repentance and that sorrow that comes to you as you realize that you have sinned against love and grace and mercy, those are the times that just destroys you inside against what you have done against that grace.
因为当你忏悔的时候，你意识到你所做的是辜负了神丰盛的慈爱恩典跟连续，你就充满了忧伤，你就会痛哭。
Let me just read to you what he says. He says, I want you to indulge yourselves in this most rare delight of sorrow at the feet of Jesus. Not sorrow for unpardoned sin, but sorrow for pardoned sin.Sorrow for that which is done with. Sorrow for that which is forgiven. Sorrow for that which will never condemn you. For it was laid on Christ long ago and is put away forever. It is this sweet sorrow that I want you to indulge.
Where did you begin?
Okay.
Oh, okay.我要你们尽情的享受在主耶稣基督脚前这个最奇妙最稀罕的忧伤的喜乐，不是为不被饶恕的罪忧伤，而是为饶恕的罪忧伤，为已经成就的忧伤，为被饶恕的被原谅的忧伤，为那不再会与你为敌的，不再会反不再会忧伤，因为所有的这一切在很久以前都被放在主耶稣基督的人身上了，而且永远的被挪去了。我要你们尽情享受这样的一种甜美的忧伤。
Okay. And so finally, as we begin this new year,
最后当我们在这新的一年开始的时候，
It's good for us to take time to clean house.
我想这是一个很好的机会，我们应该借这个机会来处理洁净我们的所谓的房子。
And to start fresh with no hindrances in our lives.
让我们有一个崭新的开始，让我们把以前所有的罪都洁净掉，而有一个新的开始。
And to do as it says in Hebrews 12:1.
就像希伯来书第十二章第一节所说的。
It says, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us.
希伯来书第十二章第一节，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
Don't wait a week, a month.Or years to do this.
别等一个星期，一个月，一年，才做。
Continue to do that. Do it now. Continue to do that in your life as the Holy Spirit points out your sins through God's Word, as you are continually feeding yourself in God's Word, from God's Word.
从现在开始，就开始做，而且持续不断的做。当圣灵用他的话光用主的话光照我们的时候，我们就要马上做。
So we can worship God properly again.
这样子我们才能够用正确的敬拜我们的神。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for your grace, for your love, and for your mercy.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。为着你给我们赐给我们的恩慈，连续恩典慈爱，感谢你。
Oh Father, perhaps as we look at this Psalm of David in Psalm 51 today.
今天当我们看大卫的第五十一篇的时候
，Lord, perhaps we think to ourselves self righteously. I have never committed adultery. I have never murdered anyone.
也许我们很自意的自以为意的告诉自己，我不像大卫，我从来没有犯过奸淫，我从来没有犯过谋杀罪。
But Lord, as your Holy Spirit opens up our hearts to us.
但是主，当你的灵打开我们的心，让我们赤裸裸的看见自己内心的光景的时候。
Then Lord, we see that for every single one of us here,By your standards, Lord, we have committed adultery. We have committed murder.
我们就很清楚地看见，从你的标准来看，我们每一个人都犯了奸淫罪，我们每一个人都犯了谋杀罪。
Oh, Father, I pray that you would remove the blame shifting from our lives that comes from our sin nature.
求主挪去我们与生俱来的推卸责任的心态。
Oh Lord, that we might have a broken spirit and a contrite heart before you.
求主赐给我们在你的面前的一颗忧伤痛悔的心。
Oh Lord, give us a greater sensitivity and submissiveness to the Holy Spirit.
求主让我们对圣灵的感动有更敏锐的感觉，也能够更谦卑的受教。
That we might be continually drawing close to you.
以至于我们能够越来越亲近你。
And that our service to you might be more effective.
以至于我们的服事会更有果效。
And our worship to you would be more sincere.
我们对你的敬拜会更真诚。
And Lord, if there's anyone here today who does not yet know Jesus.
在座的如果有任何一位还不认识耶稣基督的。
Oh Lord, I pray that you would work in their hearts.
求主能够打开他们的心
that they would come to see their need for Jesus.
让他们看见他们有需要接受耶稣基督
to begin the most wonderful life in having him to begin the most wonderful life ever imaginable.
让他们看见只有有了主耶稣基督才能够开始一个极其美妙奇妙的生活
not only hope and purpose in this life.
不但是在今生有应许
but certainty of spending eternity with you after we leave this earth.
而且有永远跟你在一起永生的盼望。
Thank you, Lord.
感谢主。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们将祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.